lay her hands, and she just blessed God because she always says that without God, she would not be who she is. And a lot of us don't understand without God, we wouldn't be who we are. She is a great example of what it is to give God glory in everything that you do. So I'm just grateful to be here with our pastor and with Cool Dude speaking out loud and all of my church family. I love you guys. Thank you for making me the winner. It was them shoes.
Family and church friends, and I'm really grateful for this candy tower. And I also wanted to say a joke.
Okay.
Why is dark not spelled with a C?
Don't know.
Say it again.
Why is dark not
spelled with a C?
Why?
Because you can't see in the dark.
I've been under extreme, oh my God, warfare because of where the Lord has taken me. God has blessed me with two amazing contracts. And right after I got those contracts, I have been receiving extreme. I mean, if you understand what warfare is, and you understand extreme warfare, where on, I think it was the other day, I got a call from the Matteson police, because we have a facility out here in Matteson, and I got a call from the Matteson police saying that the fire department had broke my door at the facility because it had pinged apartments, and if everybody know, our facility is a business. So it had pinged apartments, but it had pinged, and if you have ever been to my facility in Madison, you know that there are no apartments
nowhere
around there. And so when I got a call from the police saying that the fire department called whoever they called, they said they reached out 30 times and they didn't have a choice because they had got a call saying that someone, elderly, white lady, ain't nobody over there, right? I'm sorry, had had a heart attack, and so they broke my door. And I was devastated because the Madison police said, oh, you know, when it's an emergency like that, even though the fire department made a mistake, they pinged. First of all, you know that's the setup from the devil, because who pinged a commercial building? And then our second floor is practically empty in Madison. It's us and maybe two other businesses. And how all of a sudden you just pinged our office? They broke the door, and I was devastated. I was devastated because not because my door was custom. You can always get doors. I was devastated because the police were so nonchalant and saying, well, when it's an emergency, you know, really suck it up. That's what they were saying. We're not going to fix the door, and if you want the door fixed, take us to court. And of course, we don't win because, you know, the law say if it's an extreme emergency, they pretty much were saying that they could do what they wanted to do. See, you always have to know that before the blessing, gonna be warfare.
Come on.
Yes.
Come
and so the bigger the blessing, the more warfare it is.
That's right.
And so I'm so grateful for this opportunity because one of the biggest corporations in the whole nation. I'm just so grateful for the opportunity. We are ComEd Energy Efficient Contractors. Wow. Thank you, ComEd, for what you've done for me. Our graduation is September 18th. Everybody's invited. I'm so excited about that. Everybody's invited to the graduation. And then our second thing, we've been blessed, and I'm so in awe of God. We've been blessed with a grant from the American Heart Association. Whoa. I'm excited about that. We will actually be able to bring five trainers along, train our own trainers to be CPR. Come on, CPR trainers. Amen. I mean, God is so amazing. That grant will help us get not only the whole state of Illinois. I found out that as CPR trainers, we could train even outside of Illinois. We could train all of the states. And so that helps me because my schools, I don't have to no longer now pay a CPR trainer. We got them in our camp. We'll be doing the hiring soon. So that's what the warfare was over. And so I know how to shout on the devil's head. Amen. I know how to shout on the devil's head. And I wanted to thank ComEd again because they said, well, sis, but they didn't really call me sister, you know. They said, but it was something, the conversation this week went like this. We had put my executive coaches, because when you get on a certain level, tell your neighbor you got executive coaches.
You got executive coaches.
I mean, you ain't the ultimate. You got somebody coaching you alone.
Amen.
And so I'm grateful for my executive coaches because they see me as a Black African American female contractor. And what they did is they solicited ComEd to elevate me to another level. So I thank ComEd for paying for a 5-week training. Check this out. 5-week training, a check.
Come on, check every week for five weeks.
Lunch, gourmet lunch while I'm in that class.
Oh, wow.
And they told me don't worry about anything. Because what they're doing is they elevate me to dominate the construction field as a Black African American woman. This think of all is more personal to me because if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be here. But I wanted to give shout out to people that really, really brought me to this point. When the Lord told me to do a sneaker ball, y'all know I'm sorry. I don't have on no sneakers, but guess what? I got my sneakers. Come on, I don't have them. Honey, can you bring them up for me? I wanted to show y'all something. I could not miss this opportunity. When the Spirit of God told me, let them know what this mission is about. So I don't have just no any. I got custom, show my custom Louis Vuitton sneakers first. My custom, can you take them out? My custom Louis Vuitton.
Oh, look at that.
Nike sneakers. People don't really understand where God brought me from. When I was growing up as a little African-American girl walking down 116, 117 to Princeton, I thank God, even though both of my brothers left this earth, they left 9 months back to back. And I remember as a little Black girl walking down the street, my brothers love Jordans. My brothers love Jordans. I'm telling you, all they would say is, we got to get the Jordans. We got to get the Jordans. And they would say, Bridget don't understand because Bridget is a girly girl. But I'm telling you, when the Lord told me to give this sneaker ball, this is in honor of my brothers. I'm telling you, this is an honor. It means everything to me that as a woman of God, And you guys, women and men of God, we must be versatile to win souls for Christ.
Yeah.
Come on, if you just stuck in the pulpit and preaching to people and you don't know how to be versatile. I did this and I'm not even a gym shoe person, but guess what? I was not going to not do this. When the Lord said, honor those who paved the way. My brother Warren was a 16-year-old millionaire. And I'm the oldest. And he was always rocking them Jordans.
Yeah.
Rocking them Jordans. And I was like, you know what? One day, I'm going to get me some custom Jordans made, Nike. And these are in honor of my brother, Warren Corner, who left this earth. I just thank God for him because he was the one that made me realize that construction was the place that I should be. Yeah. And as a woman general contractor, I'm a contractor because I'm trying to help men get in a position where they need to be. These for you, Warren.
All right.
These are the pink Jordans.
All right.
I thank God for, I'm telling you, he is one of the, outside of these two people, mean everything to me. Because not just my brothers introduced me to Jordans. My brother Steve, I'm telling you, he is somebody special. He was supposed to be here. He couldn't come. Because something else took precedence. But I thank God for my brother because he said, hey, you still can look godly, you still can be beautiful and rock them pink Jordans. I thank God for my younger brother, Steve.
Yes.
It's to you, bro.
Yes.
That's my second, give me my other second shoe out of there. I have to thank God for this man. I'm telling you, when I first met this man, his family, His family owned McDonald's. I tell you, I came up to McDonald's trying to get a job, and this man right here, Trump, put you on. He looked at me, and he was like, you want a job? I'm like, no. He's like, I'm going to go downstairs and get my aunt, and she going to give you a job. His aunt, they came upstairs, got an application. I filled out the application. Within a week, I was crew chief. Within a month, I was managing my own ship. Then I was blessed to go to McDonald University. To get my manager's license because me and my husband at one point was thinking about owning McDonald's. So this is why I did this Snickerball, to honor the great men in my life, past and present, who have been a great inspiration to me. Hey, babe, this Snicker is for you. Because when I met him 37 years ago, I met my boo 37 years ago. And when I met my boo, guess what he said?
Can I buy you some Jordans?
Jordans, girl! Wow.